True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia judge has ordered SEPTA to reverse all of its recent service cuts, but the transit agency will be allowed to go ahead with a proposed fare increase. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Judge Sierra Thomas Street says SEPTA not only can't impose more service cuts, but it has to roll back the ones it put into place in late August to address a $213 million shortfall. The 21.5% fare increase, though, is allowed to go forward. The ruling came after an injunction hearing Thursday in a suit brought by attorney George Boquetto that claimed the cuts would unfairly affect minorities. Boquetto says this ruling restores the status quo before SEPTA's cuts.
We won for the citizens of Philadelphia. We've reinstated all the service routes. We've reinstated every ability for the students to get to school.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush couldn't say whether the transit agency planned an appeal of the ruling or how soon full service might be restored.
We want to make sure we get our customers updated on this as soon as possible. But for right now, we're going to have to look at what all of our options are and figure out what the next best step is.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
More than 120 religious leaders are calling on Mayor Sherelle Parker to stand by the city's status as a sanctuary city following her undisclosed response to the Trump administration's threat to federal funding. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
We're here today to deliver a clergy letter to Mayor Parker telling her to defend Philly's welcoming city policies.
Peter Piedemonte is the co-director at the New Sanctuary Movement. Piedemonte joined religious leaders and immigration advocates outside City Hall for a rally before attempting to deliver the letter.
And the letter is really just to ask Mayor Parker to stay strong.
That's Monsignor Hugh Joseph Shields of St. John the Baptist Church in Manayunk. He and Bishop David Barrett of the El Elyon Church of the Most High God passed the letter to one of Parker's staff members at the edge of the metal detectors in City Hall's northeast entrance.
I'll definitely take it up.
We know worse is coming. The immigrant community is facing it every day and are looking to their mayor for a clear moral position and a clear stance that she is going to stand up.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pharmacies across Pennsylvania can administer COVID-19 vaccines without a prescription for people who meet the criteria, but there's still quite a bit of confusion over this year's vaccine. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert talks to a pharmacist who's trying to help clear up some of that confusion.
Skip Back Pharmacy owner Mayank Amin, better known as Dr. Mack, just back from a senior fair where he was able to give the COVID vaccine, says the response was overwhelmingly positive.
It was surprising for them. Some of those looks on their faces reminded me of the old COVID days where you walk in and if you get a vaccine, you're lucky. You know, you're smiling and happy.
Surprising, because Dr. Mack says while many seniors at the fair rely on the annual event for their COVID shot, he was unsure if if he'd be able to administer it until less than 24 hours before. While the FDA's approved the vaccine, the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee hasn't, but the Pennsylvania Board of Pharmacy gave the green light based on recommendations from several other groups, including the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians.
With that approval, we as pharmacies now can begin administering this vaccine. No prescription needed.
Not everyone qualifies for the vaccine this year based on age and health restrictions. Amin recommends speaking with your healthcare provider if you need additional guidance. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.